Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Emily Morrow with Shaw Industries. She's Director of Color, Style, and Design. Emily, doing okay today?
I'm doing great. Just a little cold, but doing great.
Yeah, well, thanks for being with us. Give you a little background on you. Actually, you've been with Shaw, I think, for 7 or so years, and before that, you were actually in the interior design business. And at Shaw, you're the key stylist when it comes to what Shaw's products look like. Is that right?
Very much a good description of what we do here, yes.
Okay. I know you have a team. So I know that you like to give credit to your team. And
yeah, we have a great team.
And one of the reasons I want to talk to you, on LinkedIn, we have the supporters of our site go there and give us ideas on interview topics. And I got a suggestion from a friend that said that I should talk to you about how you decide what colors you're going to put in your products. I think part of what you do, and I mean, you listen, I know you're a member of the CMG or Color Marketing Group, so that's definitely, that's one input, isn't it?
Yes, that's an important, definitely an important layer of our color research that we rely on.
Another thing you do is, and I've been outside your office there, you have a great setup there where it's kind of a big workroom. And on the wall in the back, you have all the different colors that you offer, and you have them prioritized by unit sales. I mean, you actually, not only do you have the national average, but you have it by region, because color is, I know, is very regional.
Right.
And so you can walk up and at any time see what the most popular color is.
Absolutely. You know, when you walk through the space, and I'd love for you to come back and revisit, because we update it quarterly, and it's interesting how things evolve and change. But we do have it broken up regionally. We have it nationally. But just by the styling type of the product, we'll also determine what colors are better sellers in that as well. So that is really an important part of our color research. We have to make sure that we've got those saleable colors first before we add any of our trend colors or fashion colors to it.
And many years ago, I think you focused primarily on carpet, but you're also involved in the coloring of some of your hard surface products too, right?
I think that's probably the biggest advantage that we have here in our color library, is that we're developing our color lines for wood, stone, tile, laminate, carpet together, because we know, and interior designers know, consumers know, that in their home, they all have to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the advantage, that we can look at the if it's this shade of gray in the wood or this shade of gray in a tile, that we make sure that we address that gray as well in our carpet, and vice versa. They impact one another.
I'm sure one of the frustrations, and I'm going to ask you this question, but one of the frustrations I'm sure you have is, what is the number one selling color in carpet?
Oh, that's always the funny question. People, when they walk through here, they're like, this is the color library, but your top-selling color is usually a beige.
That's right. Yeah. So, and what is that number? It's probably 60 or 70% of all carpet sold is beige, isn't it?
I'd hate to commit to an exact number, but yeah, it's in that ballpark. But it has to be the right shade of beige. That right shade of beige has to work with these newer colors. So the shades of beige evolve too over the years.
I think we can thank the realtors for all that beige, can't we?
Probably so. Yeah. Probably so.
But you know, one thing that has changed, and you know, we've been friends for a while, and I've watched you guys get kind of bold. I think several years ago, you came out with a collection that really had a lot of color in it, and it's done real well, hasn't it?
Inspired Spaces.
Right.
That was really our bold step forward. It had large-scale patterns with crocodile and zebra and houndstooth. They were very fashion inspired, and we did put bold, beautiful, rich colors in there, as well as, you know, some of the right sellable neutrals. And people do need and want color. We know that they have to have the basics, but they also have this thirst for some beautiful, rich colors to surround them and add some life to the space.
So while beige is still the number one, I think that's probably a little bit on the decline, isn't it?
Well, yes. I think, you know, we assume with the economy that people are going to stay safe, and they may in a lot of their purchases, but we also acknowledge that people are binding carpet, broadloom carpet, and making rugs. That gives them that license to get bolder. They also, of course, like brighter, more beautiful colors wall to wall. And so as they might purchase maybe or have a safe beige, gray, or chocolate piece of furniture, then of course they can use a really rich, beautiful color on their floor.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Color Marketing Group for a minute to talk about them. That's an organization, a membership organization, been around since 62, I believe.
Yeah.
And you're active. I noticed there's Deborah Houston is a director. And does she work on your team? Or?
Debbie Houston is on the PacCraft Design Weave side and very talented, has been very active in CMG for years.
Okay, so they look at both the major sectors in flooring. They look both at the residential in color and they look at the commercial sector in color. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about it, if you would.
Well, overall, it's as a group of professionals. It could be someone that works with cosmetics, automotive, obviously floor covering, paint. I mean, the list is endless. But we do break into smaller subgroups where the color information is more relevant. For instance, in the spring, we have a little more of residential discussions, although there are commercial discussions as well, but fall typically is a little more commercial focused. And within both, they've just recently, this past year, added wood as a color discussion, and of course, we were very excited to be able to provide them input on that.
Okay. So I thought wood was brown.
Well, you come back over here, we'll show you some beautiful, rich colors in wood.
So some of that process, CMG, I mean, when you go there, you actually tell them some information. And they use that information, and they compile it from all the different members. Is that generally how they figure out where the trends are, and then that's how they make predictions based on some of the historic data, or can you know?
That's really a good short description for it. It's so funny when we talk about CMG, people assume that it's dictated to us what colors we'll use, and it's really that in reverse. The members provide the colors, like when this past conference and this past year, the different colorists and stylists from our team here traveled to the conference with color boards, with swatches and samples in hand to show within their workshops and groups. These are the colors that we're putting into color lines and why. You know, the credibility behind the color and why they're relevant. And so, of course, as the conference over the weekend grows to an end, by the conclusion of it, it's been digested and then redistributed in a manner that is meaningful for every one of the members and broken up into colors current, colors direction, so that you'll see the 12 to 18 months color direction and then 18 to 24 months. If they've just recently changed the exact timing, could be off a little bit. But it really is a meaningful tool for us. It's not the one and only tool, but it is a really important tool that we'd love to get that inspiration from that organization. Just having lunch with somebody, you can really get inspired during the conference.
Now they come out with, I guess, an announcement on the colors. When does that come out?
Well, they've really grown as far as technology goes. We were able to get a link this past conference rather quickly, and they do mail out the color chips. I guess it's about a month after. So we have those displayed here in our area. We take those down to the color lab and get those dyed. So the colors are actually already in the computer.
All right, so they've just come out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Now, one last question. About to run out of time, but I know, you know, that to answer the question of where does Shaw get their inspiration for what they come out with, I mean, we've talked about Color Marketing Group. We've talked about the statistical information you get about what's selling, but there's another key one in there. I mean, you actually get a lot of great information from your customers, the designers that are out there in the field, right?
Yes, that's probably one of the most fun parts. It's part of our field research, but we have our design council, the Visions Design Council, and we create color boards based on the different regions and projects that they're working on. So that, again, gives us color input from all the different materials, whether it's tile, lastellos, fabric, paint chips that they put into their projects going forward.
We're about to run out of time, but I haven't seen you today. We're doing this on the telephone, but every time I do see you, I notice you're wearing something that's just fashion forward. What color are you wearing today?
Well, I didn't know if you were going to tease me because it's usually either black or brown. Today would be brown.
Okay, all right, okay, good.
But we like that little splash of color around us, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, Emily. We've been talking to Emily Morrow, who's Director of Color, Style, and Design with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.